This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Union Cabinet has reiterated its commitment to make Seva Teerth a global example of sensitive, accountable and citizen-centric governance. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw informed that the cabinet also approved the proposal for alteration of the name of state of Kerala as Keralam. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved 3 multi-tracking railway projects covering 8 districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The total estimated cost of the projects is 9,072 crore rupees and will be completed by 2030-31. Mr. Vaishnaw said the projects are doubling of the Gondia-Jabalpur railway line, addition of the third and fourth lines between Punarak and Kiul in Bihar, and also the third and fourth lines between Gamaria and Chandil in Jharkhand.
जबलपुर से गोंदिया बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है 231 किलोमीटर्स का है
द जबलपुर गोंदिया प्रोजेक्ट इज अ वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट विद अ लेंथ ऑफ 231 किलोमीटर्स इट विल सिग्निफिकेंटली इम्प्रूव कनेक्टिविटी अमोंग गोंदिया डिस्ट्रिक्ट इन महाराष्ट्र एंड द डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स ऑफ जबलपुर मंडला सियोनी एंड बालाघाट इन मध्य प्रदेश ओवरऑल दिस प्रोजेक्ट विल प्रोवाइड सीमलेस कनेक्टिविटी फ्रॉम वाराणसी प्रयागराज टू चेन्नई बेंगलुरु एंड हैदराबाद क्रिएटिंग ए कम्प्लीट नॉर्थ टू साउथ कनेक्शन
नॉर्थ से साउथ का एक पूरा कनेक्टिविटी ये प्रोजेक्ट देगा
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day state visit to Israel from today. This will be the second visit of Prime Minister to Israel. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. Ministry of External Affairs said the two leaders will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. The National Roundtable Conference of the Election Commission of India, ECI, and State Election Commissioners, SECs, concluded in New Delhi with the unanimous adoption of the National Declaration 2026. The declaration said, preparation of pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy and transparent conduct of elections in an efficient manner strengthen democracy. It said, ECI and SECs will work together to synergize the laws relating to the elections to panchayats and municipal bodies with those relating to the elections to the parliament and state legislatures. Earlier yesterday, in his address, Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar emphasized on pure electoral rolls. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Gulf Cooperation Council GCC Secretary General Jasim Muhammad Al Budaiwi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the India GCC Joint Action Plan, anchored in the strategic dialogue, is advancing cooperation across trade and investment, energy and agriculture, security, and people to people ties. He expressed confidence that the India-GCC Free Trade Agreement will further elevate the partnership. The 7th All India Conference of Government Railway Police Chiefs concluded in New Delhi yesterday. Ministry of Railways said that the conference was aimed at enhancing the security of passengers, railway infrastructure and operations in view of emerging security challenges. The conference laid special emphasis on the prevention of narcotics and drug trafficking through proactive surveillance and real-time intelligence sharing. The India AI Impact Summit and Expo in New Delhi provided a common platform for policymakers, industry leaders, innovators and startups to exchange ideas and showcase AI-driven solutions. Talking to Akashwani News, Professor Rajiv Ahuja, director of IIT Roper, said that the India AI Impact Summit is the first of its kind and is highly beneficial for the youth of the country. Dr. Parvez Farooqi, representing the Central Project Management Unit, CPMU IIT Jammu, said that the summit provided them with great exposure through visitors and fellow expo delegates. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, England defeated Pakistan by 2 wickets in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. Batting first, Pakistan scored 164/9 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, England overhauled this target with 2 wickets in hand and 5 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.